الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise be to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and peace and blessings be upon His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the human being as being the Khalifa on this earth to spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His beloved messengers to convey this message of La ilaha illallah. And each and every messenger has, Allah has appointed him with miracles to support the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has given them and supported them with special characteristics that are unique to each prophet. Now, for example, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the ability, the physical ability of the body, and Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a wonderful voice in chanting. When Nabiullah Dawood used to chant, all the preachers around him used to chant behind him and subbih Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabiullah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا يَنْطَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a special characteristic among the prophets. He was given something called Jawami' al-Kalim. Jawami' al-Kalim, it means a combination of speech and into few words. That's why we find that most of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are easy to remember and are in a very simple words, and they have big meaning. So today, inshaAllah, we're going to go through one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is combined of three words. And we will find out why, subhanAllah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has chosen these words for this particular hadith. The hadith says, Al-mu'minu mir'atu akhi. A believer is the mirror of his brother. And in another riwayah, it says, Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'min. A believer is the mirror of another believer. Now, this hadith consists of three words, and we are going to focus, inshaAllah, on the middle word, which is mirror. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically chose the word mirror? Why didn't he choose any other word? So let us see the significance of the mirror in our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this word as he knew that the importance of the mirror in our life. Now, how many of us have mirrors at home? It's an important, essential element of our household. And some houses, they have more than one mirror. You'll find in each room, in each corridor, in the car, in the kitchen, mirrors. Because why? People like to see themselves and reflect upon themselves and always keep on a check. They always check on themselves that they are looking good, that they are in their best shape. That's why the mirror is essential in our life. But what else does the mirror do? What are the characteristics of this mirror? And here, the mirror in this hadith is meant by a person who can reflect on you. Because most of the time you might not see the shortfalls of yourself, but the mirror will definitely reflect the shortfalls of yourself. So each believer should have a mirror in his life. Now, when you go to the shop and you go and choose a mirror, you choose the mirror that is dear to your heart. There's different types of mirrors. There's tall mirror, short mirror, rectangular mirror, square mirror, round mirror. There are different types of mirrors. And subhanAllah, a human being can have more than one mirror, so that you can see yourself in a different angle. Now, this mirror, the characteristic of this mirror is that it reflects exactly what it sees. So if Salim stands in front of the mirror, it will not reflect Abdullah. It will only reflect Salim. And this is what the believer should do. As if you are a mirror to your brother, you should only reflect what is there. You should not accelerate or magnify or in any other different way. You should only reflect what you see. Now, for example, if you have a stain on your clothes,
will the stain in the mirror show bigger or smaller? It will exactly show the same size of the stain. And this is how things are when you want to convey the message to your brother or an advice. You should only stick to the point where it is beneficial to that person. The other thing about a mirror is that a mirror will only reflect if you stand in front of it. If you stand on the side, it will not reflect you. So what does this mean? It means that a person who wants to give advice, the concerned person is the person standing in front of you. So do not go and try and repair things or give advice to someone behind his back. Because أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajarat, would you like to eat the flesh of your brother alive, flesh of your brother dead? Nobody would like to do that. So if this problem is concerned with me, do not go and discuss it with someone else. Okay, and then next is the mirror.
Use it. If you are driving the car and you're on the road and the speed of 120 and you're using the mirror to comb your hair, is the mirror being utilized at the proper time? No. So the timing is important, when to use the mirror. When to use the mirror. And at the same time, the mirror in the toilet, for example, if you had a hot shower, if the mirror has a little bit of fog in front of it, will it reflect the clear picture? No. So the person who is intending to be the mirror of a believer has to clean his intention first, has to clean himself first. You cannot advise someone else while you are not practicing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبْرَ مَقْتًا عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Do not preach what you don't do. This is a very simple thing that you have to follow. Now, there is some etiquettes of advice. Do not embarrass people in public, and do not take it personally, and do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not convey something regarding your emotions. So do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of emotion that, no, I don't like this person, so I'm going to say something bad just to hurt his feelings. No, you want islah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You are the best nation among all because you are enjoining in good and forbidding evil. So that is the job of the mirror. And a mirror is important in your life. Why? Because the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says, المؤمن مع من يخالل. It means the person is with the person that hadith says that al-mu'min yuhshar ma'a khalilihi. It means the person in the day of judgment will be taken towards for account with the person who is always with him. Khalil means a friend, like Sayyidina Ibrahim is called Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you always try and choose the right people to be around you. So if you have bad company, what sort of advice would they be? What sort of mirror would they be to you? So always try and pick the best mirrors. When you go to the shop and buy a mirror, you buy the mirror that you like, that is good, that will give you joy in your, that will make you shine. But if you choose a bad mirror, then you will not be satisfied with that mirror. And always accept what the mirror gives you. Because some people, when you go and give them a piece of advice, they would say, "Akhi, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. Why are you telling me this?" Nobody is perfect. Nobody is ma'soom an al-ghalat. We're all human beings and we have shortfalls. And these shortfalls, if we don't rectify them and if we don't identify them, then these shortfalls will accumulate until they become a sin, until they become something usual, and you continue doing them, and eventually they will lead you to hellfire. So a mu'min always need to reconcile with themselves, always need to check on themselves, always need to make sure that things are in place, are in the right order, and that they take this mirror being an important element of their life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.